This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is a parent. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
There is a scientific declassified plan developed by the British government 100 years ago to break down the family, to create asexualization in humans. But to do that first, they've got to confuse the gender. And what's crazy is you can go read Pavlov, you can go read Skinner, you can go read all this in textbooks written 70, 80, 90 years ago. And then you've got these parents trying to conform with the system, telling their young boys, you might be a girl or a boy, their young girls, vice versa, and seriously abusing children when there is really no even gender activity going on outside of genetics until they hit puberty. All the studies show you sexualize children earlier, you lower IQs, you stunt them, you really screw them up for life. So this is the full push, and it's being done scientifically. And it's very abusive to children. It's very, very shameful. It's very, very sick. And behind it all is the North American Man-Boy Love Association, who seek to emancipate your children so that pot-bellied men can have sex with them. And Hollywood's really upset right now. We have a special guest coming up towards the end of the hour who's exposing all this. But now they're saying bring Mr. Gunn, the director, back. So what if he said he wants to rape little kids? It's no big deal. So this is the final closet that is to be opened by the Subway founder and by Mr. Gunn and by Dennis Hastert and by all of these people that are there psychotroping their children and, in my view, feeding off their spirits. So the weak seek the power and the essence of the children. And those of us that have stood down have allowed this to happen. Suffer the little children. All right, I'm done talking about that. I just want to be fair to these callers. I'm going to wait for the next segment, and then I'm going right to Billy, right to Dave, right to Tyler, right to Andrew, right to Mike, right to John, right to Jim, Justin, Rick, Kevin, and others. And like I said, sometimes it's like all women, sometimes it's all men. It's like it's kind of either or when they call in, but we don't really screen your calls except for phone quality and that you've actually got an issue that you want to cover there. But we want to discuss these issues all with you in detail when we start the next segment. I'm Alan Morstanamy. It was 11 years ago that the globalists were doing a bunch of stuff behind the scenes trying to shut me down. They were in the news. We were bringing in like $3, $4 million a year total. That meant profit. I was making a few $100,000 a year. That's not my goal. Nothing wrong with wealth. But that wasn't my goal. It was just more wealth. And they demonized me and said, Jones just wants to make money. So I made a declaration. I said, I'll try to build something big. And we ratcheted it up, $60 million a year. But when your products are only marked up on sale 20, 30, 40%, and you have all these expenses, you're bringing in to fund your operation $20 million a year or so, and then you spend it all. And then George Soros sues you and all the rest of it takes place. But I know we can take this to a $1 billion level. If I just was a harder worker and actually more hungry for temporal success, not that I want the temporal success, that's my weakness, is I don't care about it. And my car runs good and I got medical care taken care of and I can get food I want and go on a trip twice a year. I like money's like something to mess with. It's like, oh God, yeah. But then I realize I've got to get it and you've got it. And the enemy obsesses on the fact that you buy our products constantly. Oh, God, shut him down. Don't get the T-shirts. Don't get the supplements. Oh, you don't need water filtration. The hog says. He says the NRA are Russian agents in his latest article. I'm a Russian agent like I'm an Easter bunny. You know, my family fought the Russians.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. Obviously, we're covering the waterfront here. Trump is now striking at the heart of the situation. These globalists that are anti-American, working for the Chi-Coms, the EU, the Hollywood Combine, trying to say the president's a traitor, leaking info that's twisted, but they use their security clearance to be able to talk to people that are in government to command the shadow forces. By cutting their security clearances, like they've tried to do with Trump's cabinet to stop him, by cutting their security clearances, if they then communicate with their operatives, they can be indicted. There's a bigger enchilada to all this. And notice the controlled media is like, oh, they don't even use their clearances, Comey and Brennan and Clapper and all the rest of these traitors. Yes, they do. That's how they taunt to their operatives in the government. Yes. Finally, only now do you begin to imagine how we encompass your doom. Your season has come to an end. A new season is here. Because we know humanity faces big challenges soon. We have to get ready for those. We have to get ready to make the jump. The time for this solar system is coming to an end. Everything counts down. Everything's been laid out. We've got maybe 100 years to make the jump. But evil resonates with these low-level people to try to freeze us here and keep us here, delay us here. It's not happening. You will not stop the progress. Our ancestors, in their purity, and by purity, I mean not pious purity, but genetic purity in the raw primordial system they came from. Their will has a dimensional weight that punches through anything these Satanists do. We just have to call upon it. It's like a 1,000-foot Hoover Dam and the weight of all that water behind it. And no wonder the enemy wants to keep us dumbed down. And even a mentally retarded person can call on ancestral will and dominate. In fact, sometimes even stronger than someone that doesn't have an extra chromosome. And that's those anomalies have been noticed. The enemy can feel the full will. And to these fallen individuals, the will of humanity is a very frightening thing. It is frightening. It's the fear of God. God fashioned us, made us in his image, knew us before we were in our mother's womb. God created these enemies to test his people. And then you're not scared of Mueller, all these little people. Once you step past them, All of eternity is before you. And it's all a giant loop. You're like the past, the present, the future, all of it. And you're like, it's not just the past, the present, the future. That's only one spectrum, third dimension. Then you can delve as deep as you want to go. And you're like, the Satanists want to serve this? Why, the secrets of Satanism take 30 seconds to know. To even look into the heights of higher dimensions in God is just, is Valhalla to the next level. And then you wonder, how could they do this? Because they were given power in this dimension. Think about that. If you were a schoolmaster that served evil, and you knew a new generation was coming that would open the stars, if you knew that, but you were serving evil, you would try to cripple and control those people. And even though you knew they were more advanced than you, you would then try to like shatter their minds, but then steal their ideas. And that's what this is a cosmic con game coming to an end. And it doesn't mean some utopia comes after this. That is not what's going to happen. It's simply the next level. And then we'll look past this in the future together. And we'll say, that was what we were fighting? We'll laugh together when we are at the next level together. We were worried about that? Look at that! Because nothing is given. Everything has to be achieved. People go, that sounds fantastical. Have you looked where you are? You're at the way station. You're at the lily pad in the big pond. And out beyond is the mountains and the sky and the universe. It's endless, the potential God's given you, but it's free will. God isn't going to let demons into the fourth dimension. Not going to happen. But it's very freeing once you have stared over the misty mountains. Once you have seen the potential and know there's really good in the universe, not just evil, it's a great comforter to know no matter what happens to these little frail bodies, these ugly things, that there's a bigger plan. And then you go, oh my God, it's like birds, cowbirds, go and kick out the eggs of other birds and lay their eggs. It's the same deal. Like, once you get it, you're like, oh my God, this demon thing is telling me how corrupt I am because I have a conscience and I know I'm not perfect. So I'm listening. Oh yeah, I want to be better. You're right. But that's, it's a lie. And once you don't listen to the devil, the accuser, always accusing you, always telling you how you're bad, always telling you how you're failed, always telling you how you're ugly, you're nothing, you're nothing, you're nothing, you're nothing, because it knows you've got a soul. It knows you've got that ping. It can hack that. It can send, it doesn't have that, but it knows you've got it. So it just keeps telling you how you're a Nazi and how you're this and how you're that and how you're fallen and how you're, so you kind of get off balance and give it your power when the minute you go, I'm not perfect, but I love God, and I want justice, and I want a future, and I want whatever the next level is. My God, I can feel it. Whatever it is, it's good. I want to go up, not down. You're free. Tough little sound. All right, I'm going to shut up here because they got a special. I didn't have a guest today, but I want to get this one guest on about Hollywood apologizing for pedophilia. And notice we're forcing it all out in the open. They tried to normalize it a few years ago. It didn't work. So they're like, oh, it doesn't exist. Oh, and the off-record stuff I've gotten about Pizzagate. I took it to lawyers in D.C. And you know, it's the people that were abused that are then the procurers of the other kids. And they actually think it's love. They're the lower level people that were raped as children. And then they go out and they recruit others and they think it's love. Cause like, you know, a guy thinks dating women is what you do cause that's the love they experienced or whatever. And then they sit there and it's so sick. It's so unbelievable. I remember 30 years ago, I was getting politically involved. 27 years ago. And all these old timers, these guys were like colonels in the Army and Air Force generals. And I'd go to these meetings when I was like 18 and, And you'd like go in there, there'd be some three-star general, and there were like 20 dudes at an IHOP with a presentation on the wall about the, you know, the plan to Satanist to get the kids, and you're like, these people are crazy. But then they knew everything else I already knew. So I was like, if I still like they're like, there's a place called Bohemian Grove, and that's just the outer levels of it, and it's a Faustian ritual they do to put the cares of their Satanism off on a child, and it's symbolic, but it's an outer ritual for the lesser magic of the deeper ritual. And you're sitting there, you know, with the former Marine Corps three-star general or a former three-star Air Force weapons head, or, you know, and they're like telling you this stuff, and you're like, what? And they're like, listen, they tried to recruit us. You're going to have to get ready. And, you know, I knew all this stuff. And then it just all turned out to be real. I remember being 4 years old with like an FBI agent and an Army colonel and all these people at my dad's house. And they're all sitting around the table talking about this and how do we beat it. And just all these decades later, 40 years later, it's all true. It's all true. I mean, I was so blessed to be born into people that knew what was happening.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When I first got involved 27 years ago, been on there about 23 years now, hard to believe, almost 25 actually, 24, God, I wasn't like bragging, I was like going to meetings with like former head of Air Force Weapons Development, multi-star Marine Corps generals. When I first got on air, I'd have like routinely the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, on. And you think I'm saying all this, he would say all this on air. And the point was, even though those guys, judge, advocate, generals, you name it, I had them all on, even though they were so high-powered, they couldn't get it published anywhere. I mean, you talked about world government, the CFR, 25 years ago. There was no coverage where they call you anti-Semitic. You're like, what does it do with anti-Semites? It has nothing to do with it. It's like calling Trump anti-Semitic. You see, like, Rob Reiner, Trump is anti-Semitic. It's like moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. His daughter's married to Orthodox Jews. Again, none of it's even real. It doesn't even matter. But I just think back. Think of what we've got now. World government's been exposed. The plan for planetary government, the eugenics program, the depopulation program, that's all been exposed. The plan under UNESCO to get rid of genders, the whole Brave New World operation. We are so far along now in being proven right, but they could flip it and make it where, well, no one cares anymore. Okay, you were proven right. Let's just move on. No. You know, I said we're having a special guest on, but I promised to go to these calls. So let's get Alexander on the last segment in 5 minutes, the next hour, because I've got to take calls this segment and the next. I've got to get to all these people. Billy in Indiana, I really appreciate you holding. I thank you for holding. I appreciate that. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, first time call here. Just wanted to say hello. Long time listener. I guess my biggest thing would be, I want to know really why the president doesn't just start firing some of these people. I mean, the majority of Americans are behind him, and they clearly show him.
He's so innocent that he just thinks it's dumb, and they keep lying to him, his lawyers, that he's finally fired, telling him everything's okay. I agree. They could steal the election in 3 months, and they're going to start impeachment if he, just like Lionel, who used to be a Democrat, he supports Trump now because he's a patriot. He has to move now. They've committed the crimes. It's dereliction of duty if he doesn't. But you understand, cutting off their security clearances, they're using those to communicate with their operatives, their sleeper cells that they embedded. They've been on the news saying they put thousands of their people in to block the Make America Great Again agenda. Can you imagine with Trump's only got 20% control, 30% control maybe now of the executive, and everything's already turned around like halfway? Can you imagine if we actually had him as the executive, what would happen?
Oh, it would be amazing. I mean, the country would change around in no time at all.
Yeah, we already had half the world's wealth. We are it. Because we had that freedom. We were a Christian, exactly. So they're pissed. Can you imagine? They know if he can... Look, if you read British government stuff from 200 years ago, before the 1812 war, they said the American system's too successful. If it's successful, it'll kill monarchy. Well, that means it'll kill plutocracy or oligarchy or banker monopoly. They cannot have you turned loose, brother. You're too powerful.
Absolutely, I agree. And I just want to put one more plug, Alex. You don't see any of that crazy stuff here in Indiana with all these people going crazy and taking people's hat and spitting on them stuff, because I'm telling you, that wouldn't fly here in Indiana. Because we wish somebody would over here.
I know the Midwest is on fire, and that's why they hate you so much. Because it's just, it's good. It's whether they're white, Hispanic, old, young, they can go to work and be farmers, and they're just real unassuming. The vibe. I was just in Omaha, and all those German and Polish and Irish and Italian immigrants, and it just, the vibe was just so serene. And but the problem is, they're all serene and calm. They don't know they're under attack. We've got to get those people moving. So, yes, I agree. In the Midwest, that's what the globalists hate. Spiritually, they hate you because you're confident. You don't want their elitism. They hate you. So how do I get the Midwest to get in the fight?
Well, I mean, I would absolutely say, I mean, at least where I'm at, Alex, you have a huge following here, whether you know it or not.
No, I was mobbed in Omaha. I was mobbed. But what I'm saying is all of you should start YouTube channels. All of you should start talk radio shows. It's not me. You understand? I am crap compared to you. Compared to all the men and women listening out there, I am nothing. You understand? I'm only here to tell you how strong you are.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you should also know, too, there, I mean, there's tons of other YouTube channels that they censor all the time.
So launch more. Go on Mike Adams' platform. I'll just say this. I don't say this out of a death wish. I want to live to be 100. Don't let them, if they destroy me or kill me soon, don't think of that as a defeat. Just think of it as a victory and how much stronger you're going to be. They can't silence you. I want everybody to understand, I've chosen what I've done. But you have to understand the beautiful person you are, Billy. God bless you. David in Connecticut, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, David.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Mr. Jones, calling in from the liberal state of Connecticut. Just want to say thank you for everything that you do, being a voice that nobody wants to hear, is always pushed down. You know, there's a lot of topics out there that are real topics, and you're the voice that needs to be heard, that everybody's afraid to.
Well, let me be clear. And listen, I say this every caller that says it because it's the truth. The mindset is you've got to flip this. Thank you for your brotherhood, your kinship. I feel it, brother. I love you. But listen, don't thank me. I'm like a person trapped in a ship sinking, and I'm trying to get my family out to get oxygen. I'm doing this to survive. This is normal. So don't think of it as some exemplary thing that I'm up here standing against these people. There's no way but through them. I don't want to take on Mueller. I don't want to take on Hillary. I don't want them to do these things. I don't want to put my kids on the line. But I'm going to lose them anyways, brother, if I don't do this. You understand? Like, I want everybody to know there's a point of no return. There's nothing left to lose but everything. There's nothing to do but get right with God and take action. You see what I'm saying?
I totally agree. They're pumping all that transgender stuff to our kids up here, and it's a horrible thing.
Mainline public schools are sexualizing your children nationwide. Exactly. This is how. No.
There's nothing more powerful to a kid, to an awkward kid that doesn't have many friends, than to turn to this that's already been seeded to them in schools. You know,
that's it. They say, hey, be part of a cool club. It's in the media. Get into sex when you're five. They're not even, they're stealing their innocence, like killing a unicorn.
And if you go back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, well, 20 years ago, you might have DCF knocking on your door talking about your sons in dresses or something of that nature. You
well,
know?
Exactly. How this works is this. First, they put them in dresses, but really, they want a genderless system. It's how do you think everything rests on Brave New World? He was a top family in England, the Huxleys. His brother ran the UN. He was the head eugenicist, head transhumanist. He wrote what his brother told him the MIOSS plan, the MI6 plan was. And so that's it. This is a scientific plan to literally fry our children's brains. And transgenders have the highest suicide rate there is out there because they've been preyed on. They're not the bad people. It's the system doing this to people. There's always been men raised by women that felt feminine and everything. Humans have both aspects. We're not attacking those people. It's that it's artificially being projected. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Take a bunch of your calls ahead of a special guest joining us, and I'm just going to leave it at this. We did not get rid of yesterday's special, because I haven't done new specials yet. 67% off, 50% off the lowest special. A lot of those are at cost. They're great products, man. If you just use them, like the X2 or the Rainforest, you'll see how great they are. The Bank of America coffee. I mean, they sell the same stuff at Whole Foods. I get it from the Chiapas farmers. It's like right on the border with Guatemala. They sell it for $5 more at Whole Foods. And, we sell it and make like $6 a bag on the one-pound bags. It's really just great coffee. It's something you want to reorder every month. But if you just think about us and fund us, we won't have to worry about this, and we can move forward to the future. Let me just go back, and I'm going to your calls, and talk about something here. When I talk about how 25, 26, 27 years ago, I was involved in the liberty movement for the pro-Second Amendment property rights, because I'd gone to community college ahead of paying money for a big college. I could have got into UT and, you know, had the grades and all the rest of it, but I just wanted to go to community college so I could keep the jobs. I had two jobs as a salesman and also as a dental hygienist at that time. Before that, I worked at a, you know, golf course. I had a lot of jobs, and I'd already read, let's not exaggerate, 500 history books or so and a lot of Time Life books about things. I already knew a lot. So when I went to college, I heard all this anti-American, anti-human, race-baiting garbage. I knew that was authoritarian. And then when I got invited, because I went to some pro-Second Amendment rallies and things, when Texas was close to banning people under 18 and being able to shoot, that's how bad it was, that I already knew what they were saying was true because I already read and studied what they were saying. And then about a year into that, I mean, it was like I said, like retired CIA people and FBI and major generals and stuff. And I'm like, and these people were running all over the country warning everybody. They weren't even selling books. In the case of Benton Parton and Roy and Admiral Moore, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And I'm like, you know, you walk into some little restaurant, there's 30 people there, and there's the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you know, who ran nerve gas attacks on the North and stuff. I mean, this is not like a candy ash. And he's warning about world government, the plan to overthrow America. And he's some 80-something-year-old dude up there, and he wasn't senile at all. And, like, you realize, man, something serious going on here. And I talk about seeds. Think how far we've come from nobody knowing this stuff 30 years ago to now we are taking the planet back, and the enemy is on their heels. That's why we should be celebrating. But the enemy is going to strike back, is what I'm saying. And so I remember my uncle, my mom's brother, who never even talked about this. My grandma talked about how highly decorated he was in Vietnam. And then he was super humble Christian and drove a bread truck in San Antonio. And I remember we dug into his chest, and it was like, I remember talking to other guys in the Army. I said, you know somebody that has 7 Silver Stars? They're like, no, we don't know anybody that has those. But they couldn't do Congressional Medal of Honors because then it would be on the news. He ran black ops into Laos, Cambodia, helicopter missions, all the stuff in Central America, South America, all this other stuff as an Army officer. And when he had his funeral a few years ago, they had his Army buddies up there talk about, oh, it's 25-year career in the Army. And my parents were like, they knew about it. They were looking at me like, supposedly the Army 5 years. And it's like all those people that did that type of stuff. And I remember my uncle, William Forrest Hammond, telling me how the whole world really worked when I'd go down there and spend a week in San Antonio. And he'd say, and he just leaned over and he'd say something like, because he'd get back at like, you know, noon after working all night driving a bread truck. And I'd say, you're a pilot, a jet pilot, helicopter pilot. You got degrees. You were, you know, starring, you know, guy on the football team at LSU. He said, well, this was just a humble job I want to do. And I remember before he died, I said, what made you down in Guatemala turn against the system? And I remember picking him up in Dallas at Air Force Base. You know, their jeep had been blown up in Guatemala, whatever, whenever he got out of the government and everything, and his partner got killed. And he said, Alex, there's always a level of evil and a point you won't go along with for whatever claim of good they say. And I said, well, what was it? He said, well, I can't tell you, but the children. And I said, what? And he said, the orphanages. What they were doing to the children in the orphanages in Guatemala. And I said, well, he goes, I can't tell you. And so, you know, it's like at the bottom of this rabbit hole is abuse of children. The whole thing is about hurting children because children are innocent. They're close to God. And if they can torture children and hurt children, they get everything. And most of the guys he knew in the government became Christians because they were in the middle of this and saw evil. And there are no atheists in foxholes. And that's the enemy's problem is that's why they want machines running everything, is because people that are lied to and get compartmentalized into things and do things that are corrupt because they're ordered to and it's for a greater good, they think, they finally come up to grips with the real evil. And they won't do it anymore. And so he told me, he said, yeah, most of the guys we served with, most people that were in Latin America doing things after that, he said they almost all became Christians because I mean, he told my mom how they would, like, take LSD and fly helicopters into combat and stuff and, you know, all the rest of it. So this was like I listened to Jimi Hendrix taking LSD flying helicopters. You know, this wasn't like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. And then he saw stuff so bad in Latin America that he became absolutely born again. And that's what we're fighting. He told me, he said, pedophiles rule the world, Alex. And he was let in on the thing they were about to move against Obama 5 years ago. He was let in on that. And then a bunch of those people died just like that. All dead. 1 week. All over the country. Dead. So that's kind of the backstory of the war that's going on here. This war is big. This war is deep. This war is long. But ask yourselves, do you support torturing children to death? Because if you serve Hillary and the globalists and Mueller, you are signed on to that, and never forget it. Got an Anthroplex testimonial. You've got questions on Beef Shapiro, InfoWars version of Proud Boys. Let's talk to Mike in Massachusetts. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Great to talk to you.
Welcome. Go ahead.
First, I got a couple of plugs I want to make, and then I have a couple of points. I've been taking the Survival Shield and the Selenium for at least a year now, and they're both great. I also want to mention the app. If anybody hasn't gotten it yet, you should definitely get it because it is way better than the last app. It's a really great app. The last plug is for your beard. Keep the beard, Alex. Don't get rid of it. I'm telling you, keep it.
Well, it's not itching now, but I'm going to get it trimmed today, actually.
I know it gets itchy, but keep it. I'm telling you, it fits you well. One thing that I saw on the Infowars.com site that I didn't hear you talk about yet, maybe I just missed it, is Dr. Shiva Adori getting assaulted in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. I was with him that day. I was actually the guy that...
We covered it. Like, Weird Lepus comes up and punches him and knocks the thing into his mouth. And, yeah.
Right, yeah. I was the guy that tackled
him. But to give the police credit, usually they let Antifa attack people. This time they arrested him.
Yeah, they did arrest him this time, which was good. Shiva is an absolute savage. He goes out there. He follows Elizabeth Warren around. He gives the racist stuff right back to the liberals, and when he does, you look at him in line, and they're not really sure how to take it. Some are confused, some kind of look like those rusty wheels are starting to turn a little bit, and others just kind of get enraged, like the guy that attacked them. But, if we can get more people, if anybody's listening in Massachusetts, get a hold of Shiva. Get a hold of any candidate that is out there that might be pro-Trump, small government. Get a hold of them. They will talk. You can get a hold of them on Facebook. And they'll definitely talk to you. They'll give you signs. Put a sign in your yard. Stand on a corner. Hold a sign. You got to get out there and help. The next thing I want to talk about is, now, the last caller, Billy, the first caller, Billy, he asked how to get in the fight. Well, Alex, I think it's time to have a InfoWars version of Proud Boys. You have a very large base of InfoWarriors, and I think that it would be something that could blow off.
But how do I stop infiltrators getting in it and triggering violence? Because they already say I'm for violence. Even our, well, we'll talk more about it. We got a special guest coming up and more calls in poll watch. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ellie Alexander is a very successful Republican patriot analyst and consultant, worked with Trump in 2016, and the last year he's gone public because he knows the culture war is so intense. We didn't have any guests today, but I wanted to get him on because I noticed on his Twitter I saw a bunch of the so-called Hollywood stars, that whole Aleister Crowley, you know, said they're stars, they're gods, they're goddesses, defending James Gunn and his hundreds of tweets about raping little children and how great it is. Senator Ted Cruz has rightly called for criminal investigation. My God. Now Hollywood's countered defending him. They're talking about reinstating him. So here's the deal. Even if he's not into this stuff, you say fire people that say that if a woman doesn't say no, but is drunk, it's not rape. I mean, I don't do that myself or whatever. I mean, I'm married, but that's not rape. Or Trump saying a woman jumping on him, like an Elvis Presley concert, and, you know, the women are throwing their panties at you, and okay, they jump on you so you can grab them. That's not rape. So, but that's the end of the world. Remove the president. All these women that have gone public in between his divorces said, oh, he treated me really nice. He was super sweet to me, and he gave me all this nice stuff. By the way, I'm going to get $1 million now to talk about it. I mean, it's like, wow. But I'll give the women credit. They can't get any of them. There's like only three of them to say that he did anything. But, and I'm not just here to defend Trump. If real stuff came out on Trump, I would cover it. But you've got Epstein and Mueller protecting him and the pedophilia and now that we're digging into more of the tweets of these Hollywood people, it's everywhere. It's like a rite of passage. It's like a sign, a gang sign. that, hey, we're into defiling children. We want to abort as many as we can. You've got Gloria Steinem of the CIA, by the way, she wrote that in her own book, saying, you know, I love boarding kids. Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, this is really a sacrament is what I'm saying. And I'm not judging if you had an abortion and didn't know what was going on or whatever. None of us are perfect. But it's in the heart that matters. Like, you know it's sacrifice. You see it as a sacrifice. We go out to these pro-abortion rallies, and these people are like, F you, we love Satan. I killed 10 of my kids, 20 of my kids. And it's like, we're going to rape your kids. It's like, your mother sucks. You know what in hell? I mean, it becomes a Linda Blair type scenario. So, Allie Alexander, I've seen some of the great stuff you've been putting out, playing this out there at Allie Alexander, at Allie. What's your take on this situation? I mean, they may actually reinstate this guy. This may be the coming out of the closet for, you know, whether he's into child molestation or not, he's certainly pushing it as a fetish in the whole fantasy realm.
You know, it's really interesting because here you have ordinary Americans, parents, child advocates, sensible people saying that this man should not have this job. And then, you know, there's some fringe elements of these far right social conservatives who, you know, hate gay marriage. They're for traditional marriage. They're against that. They're against Trump. But they're for this guy who has tens of thousands of tweets connected to the deletion because of his pedophile commentary, saying, well, it's a free speech issue. Well, one, Alex, the government's not involved in this issue. It's not a free speech issue. And secondly, it's just common sense. Should this man be working around children? No one's calling for him to be jailed. No one's saying he should never work again. We're simply saying that he should not work around children.
Well, Allie, I don't want to disagree with you, and I think you're overall 95% right, but Ted Cruz is right. I don't have a lot of time, but I read what Mike Cernovich tweeted. I didn't just believe it, and though I trust Mike. He's a really right. good source, good guy, good father person, good husband. I went and looked at for myself in the Wayback Machine because he deleted it. And, man, dude, I spent like an hour Saturday reading this crap, and it's like how fun it is to rape little girls, how fun it is to do that with little boys, how good it is to kill them. I mean, this is like a freakazoid, man. He was sending out hundreds of tweets. So I get we're not saying take his free speech away. I'm just saying do you agree with Ted Cruz? He should be investigated.
Absolutely. And that's the difference here is we're not prejudging. We're simply saying there is enough evidence to warrant an FBI.
If I sent out 100 tweets saying I want to kidnap and rape kids, I need to get a freaking warrant. My house needs to get raided.
Damn right. And, Alex, it's actually a felony in America to purport anything as child porn and put that out there, which he did. So on the face
Let's be clear. Even if it isn't child porn, if you purport it and label it, that it's a crime.
Yep, that's a felony. So, you know, it looks like, I mean, it's obvious that this James Gunn guy should not be working around children. He probably committed a felony. Worse is he's connected to a gentleman by the name of Huston Huddleston, who just last month pleaded guilty to housing gigabytes and gigabytes of child porn. And this is the man who gave him the video that was purported as 100 pubescent girls touching themselves. So this guy is a part of this network. And like you're talking about, we believe that there's a rite of passage. We believe that this is funny to the sick people who are actually doing it. And this is why it's so baffling to the rest of us in middle of America.
And it's been our restraint. Well, they're on some Russian witch hunt or, you know, we're telling our kids they have a gender witch hunt. It's total sexualization of children. And you look at Hollywood standing ovations for Polanski with Weinstein in the background standing ovation and him on 50 plus flights, Bill Clinton on 23 flights with a guy that was up to 7-year-old girls. I mean, let me be honest with you. I have a real instinct to not get on an airplane and go after these guys. I mean, you read about the snuff films and the torture of little girls. I mean, and the Italian news reported on thousands of VHS tapes shipped into L.A. That's their main source, with, like, Russian porn shot in Russia of 2-year-old toddlers gang raped by a line of men with horse-level Johnsons. I don't mean to be gross here. And then they blow the little boys' heads off. And this is confirmed FBI files. I mean, Hollywood is literally watching 2-year-old boys gang raped by men and their heads blown off. And then Salon says it's cute and funny. I hate to be like that, Ollie, but this is what's going on. We're a family show, but this is what they're doing.
Yeah. It really breaks my heart. This is not my issue. This isn't an issue, but, you know, when I saw Mike, like you, when I saw Mike on this issue, I said, okay, well, I'm going to take it a little seriously. And what I couldn't live with, Alex, is knowing that any other conservative out there would mislabel this as a free speech issue. If we're not going to protect the children in politics and media, what the hell are we doing here? What the hell are we doing here?
No, man, I totally, what I'm telling, exactly, I would hear this 20, like I said earlier, 25 years ago from major generals, and I thought, this old guy's crazy. And then, but this is how they compromise people.
Yep. And this is, and look, we've seen in the past year, what was that? That the actress from Superman, she was a part of the sex cult. She was actually the number two in charge of branding people,
By the way, I said last year before the NXIVM cult broke, I was told by high-level sources they starve women because they're the goddess. This is what the Satanists believe. If they can make a woman starve herself, and then they brand them. I didn't even know the name of the group. I said on air, Harvey Weinstein brands women and starves them to death. And the Huffington Post attacked me. It was later confirmed. I wasn't told the name of the group.
Right. Yeah, and what I'm being told in Hollywood now is it's amazing. Is when the story broke, people were reaching out to me. They said, Ali, how can we talk to you confidentially? I had to give my Wicker account, my Signal account, Proton Mail.
Oh, I've had Corey Feldman, all of them, call me 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, the tips are rolling in now, and they're like, Ali, Disney is considering rehiring James Gunn. There's $1 million in walking money out there to push a narrative that he needs to be rehired because it's just you Trumpists that are opposed
to him.
But
let's be honest. Why are these pedophile apologists? Let's not say he's a pedophile. He just says he loves raping children.
Right.
Why does he look like the Subway founder? Because they all – and I want to be mean to white people, but like – when whites do things that are wrong, I'll say it. Why are, like most of the pedophiles we see, white or Hispanic? I don't see a lot of black pedophiles in this.
Well, I mean, you know, culturally speaking, the black community is generally, I don't know how else to put this, but less sexually deviant than some of these other cultures.
Black men on average like souped up super hot women that are super. Yeah. That's what I like. It's like a powerful woman. Like, that's the whole conquest is a big old juicy woman. Not like some kid. I mean, who the hell? Yeah.
Yeah, it's an archaic, traditional role of a man and a woman that most black men like. And, you know, it is kind of weird when you look at the physiology of some of these people, you know, these creeps, be it, you know, the sex cults, be it the pedophiles, you know, be it all kinds of other people.
So let's say it. Why are most of the pedophiles white? Because when it comes to bashing whites, most time it's bull. But what's wrong with white people?
Well, I don't know. I think that there's,
no, I don't think you don't want to go there. But the criminology shows like 80% of convicted pedophiles are white males.
Yeah.
So what is going on with white people?
I don't know. It's the network, dude. It's the network.
Well, I'm a white male. I don't want to frickin' have sex with a kid. I'd rather die. I have no attraction to children other than like I want to protect them and I want to kill people that want to hurt them. I want to. Yeah. I'll be honest. I want to kill pedophiles. God! Allie, I know I'm ranting. We're going to come back for break, but where do you think this ends? Because this is all this coming out of them bragging about everything. What do you think's going on here?
This is us versus them. If they win this, then it's going to become normalized. If we win this, we change Hollywood.
And that's how they do it. Oh, we're just teaching the kid their sexuality. Oh, we're just, and like, oh, we love pizza and all these weird school things. Like, I love pizza. I'm going to show your kid hardcore porn. God, this is sick. This is so sick. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.